The holiday season is in full swing, and you know what? It's significantly different for many of us. There's so many people in need on any given year. Obviously, this year, you know, people out of work, families are struggling. We've got to focus on giving if we can, and so I thought, who should we talk to? Candace Cameron Bure. She's joining us on the line. Hi, Candace. First of all, thanks for what you do, because I know you've had a great relationship with the Salvation Army, and we're going to talk about all the great work, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Let's talk about your involvement and why you got involved with the organization.
I would love to. I've been a longtime supporter of the Salvation Army. It was one of the charitable organizations that my parents always donated to while I was growing up, and we always participated, whether that was in the red kettles at Christmas time or donating things that we didn't need anymore, like clothing or furniture. I mean, they always chose the Salvation Army. But as I got older and started working with them more prominently within the last 3 years, I realized how much the Salvation Army does. Because I didn't understand to the extent of the good work that they do all over the country, which is really amazing, and more than feeding people, which needs to be done and is incredible, the amount of meals that they serve daily and on a yearly basis, and providing shelter. But they do so much more in terms of getting people out of their circumstances and giving them the tools that they need to do that, like job training and counseling and emotional care, along with the physical care, and then helping families and providing daycare services and after-school programs for children. There's just so much that they do. I've had the privilege to, just here in Los Angeles, go to several of the different centers that they have to do those things with families specifically, and I'm just amazed at the good work that they do. So I'm so proud to be a part of the Salvation Army and their mission, and as a Christian, I love their mission as well, because they do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. And so with this year, because of the pandemic and people have been hit much harder, and people are not out and about, the red kettles are definitely going to suffer this year because people aren't shopping in person as much. And so we're encouraging everyone to go to rescuechristmas.org, and you can make an online donation there. And what's really helpful is to set up a monthly reoccurring donation as well, because the work that the Salvation Army does, they continue to do long after the holidays. And that's when it often becomes even more rough. And so they count on people like us to continually to donate and serve so that they can continue to help people in their needs.
And I think it's also really encouraging. I mean, you listed a whole bunch of things that the organization does. So many people think of the kettles, you hear the jingle bells, you know, when you're at the mall shopping, and you give, but a lot of times you don't even necessarily know what you're giving to or what that money is for. And so it must be so eye-opening for you to now see, oh, wow, this is where my $5, my $10, my $20 goes. It really does make a difference in the community.
It really does. And that was one thing I didn't know either, was that when you donate, whether that's online or at a red kettle, that money stays within your community. And I think that's wonderful. It makes me so pleased to know that wherever I donate, it's staying within that community, and I'm helping my neighbors. Or if I'm outside of my community and choose to donate, that money is going to stay there.
And it really does speak to the organization's reputation and history that when you mention the kettle, we get that visual, right? We know it. We see it right now in the mall, and then we hear the bells. So it's great to have that connection, especially with Christmas now.
It is. The red kettle is really iconic during the holidays, and that's why, again, it's so important to keep it up, because we are not going to be in person so much. But you can imagine those bells ringing online if you make a donation online, and we just really encourage that. But I also encourage people to go to the website salvationarmy.us, because I'm sorry, salvationarmyus.org, because you can also see how you can get involved in your local Salvation Army and see the different facilities and what they do specifically. I just think knowing firsthand, when you see the good work, it just, it not only encourages you to want to contribute more, but it, I mean, makes you really feel incredible too, knowing that you are helping your neighborhood. But you won't always know that unless you take a deeper dive into it. So I encourage that.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears. Although it's not shifting much, right? Because if I only had Christmas, we're still talking about charities, right? In that movie.
Oh, yes, exactly. If I Only Had Christmas is my latest Christmas Hallmark movie that it's still playing all month long on the Hallmark Channel. And yeah, I play a publicist who's going to do some pro bono work for an educational organization. And of course, as all Hallmark movies happen, there's a little romance involved, but some good charitable work that's involved. And this whole movie is it's really an homage to The Wizard of Oz, which is my all-time favorite movie. I've watched it so many times as a child and as an adult, so there's lots of little nods to the movie along the way if you're a fan of it.
Wait a second, there's a romance in this one? Are you giving spoilers, Kent? I have a Hallmark movie with romance? Come on.
I know, can you believe it?
And we definitely do need more happy stories this year. I mean, everybody has been so gloom and doom, rightly so in some situations, but it's not going to be a terrible Christmas like people are saying. We have to find the good times. We really do.
We absolutely do. And I truly believe that within our own positivity and seeing the glass half full and seeing what's right in front of you and remembering not to take that for granted, but be thankful for it and grateful for it, it's what's going to make our Christmas season still bright, because a lot of us are missing out on friends, on and family, and being together and all the things that come with this time of year. And it can be very easy to get sucked into the gloom and doom of it, but I'm a positive person, and so I always like to keep that spirit alive. And what I'm most looking forward to this Christmas is being with my family, even though it's going to be much smaller this year and the other part will be on Zoom. But I just really want to relish the time that I have with them and be grateful and call out all those things. And I think that will still make the Christmas spirit and the Christmas season that much more meaningful and special.
Absolutely. You know, everybody has family traditions, but I think this is also a good year to maybe start some new traditions.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of movies, I know you make movies all over the place all the time. I was told that you were shooting in my hometown of Winnipeg several years ago. Is that true?
Yes, I was. I've shot two movies in Winnipeg.
What are your thoughts of the city?
I loved it. You know, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I hate to say that I was, but because it's quite cold there.
Yeah.
And I'm a Southern California girl. I say that because I'm not used to cold weather. Mm-hmm. But it was there are wonderful people there in Winnipeg, and what I was most surprised about was your culinary experiences. I was so impressed with the food there and the restaurants, and I really, really enjoyed it. And the other part, while filming a movie, that was wonderful about Winnipeg is that it is a rather small, big city, and so it made for my travel time very convenient. I like that you could get around that whole city within about 20 or 25 minutes.
Absolutely, but I'm with you for the Southern California thing. You can't beat that, though, too.
Yeah.
I know we got to wrap this up. I know you're always asked about The View, but I have a different question about The View, okay? Can I ask it?
Okay, yes.
Was it fun making that music video? Am I crossing the line? Can I ask that?
Not at all. It took me a second. You're talking about the opening intros, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes, I guess it was fun. I was by myself. Because I wasn't in New York, so I didn't even do it with the other ladies. I was, like, on a green screen by myself.
Okay. All right. But it looked like you had a good time.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let's remind everybody one more time how they can help out this holiday season. RescueChristmas.org was one of the websites you said, and then Salvation Army, right?
Yeah, exactly. RescueChristmas.org, and that goes right to the Red Kettle campaign. And you can find even more information at SalvationArmyUS.org.
All right. Well, Candace Cameron Bure, thank you so much for joining us today. Merry Christmas to you and your family. It was great chatting with you.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Take care.
You too.